Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Benediction is going to be real quick. I'm waiting around for people to come through. Today is, I think, eight years since Prince passed away. This was the date, April 21st. Seen some tributes online and whatnot. I put my little song that people may not have heard, remixed by Prince, of the song Housequake. There's so many to choose from. One of my favorites. Again, I'm waiting on someone to call in because I don't do good by myself. But it looking like I'm going to have to go with it. The first one I got today is the House approves $95 billion in aid bills for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And I think Haiti is on that list, too. After months of delay at the hands of a bloc of ultra-conservative Republicans, the package drew overwhelming bipartisan support, reflecting broad consensus. In other words, somebody finally woke up and figured that we don't need to let Putin win over in Ukraine. How about that? And how about we give some help to Israel, too? Because they may have to fight a couple more regions in the Middle East after they attacked Iran. They didn't really do too much. They just showed them that they can go in their country and bomb whatever we feel like destroying, just to let y'all know. Don't do it again. Don't send 300 that we got to shoot down again. The next one that I have, like I said, it's going to be quick. I don't see nobody on the line. It's going to be real quick. The next one I have is U.S.-China internet war intensifies as the House passes TikTok ban. That's going to kill a lot of people on TikTok that do dances, crazy stuff. I see Dee Lovely, she being on TikTok, do some crazy stuff. Going to hurt if they shut y'all little program down. TikTok is now hurtling towards what is perhaps its biggest threat yet in the U.S. The House on Saturday passed legislation that could trigger a nationwide ban of TikTok if its Chinese owners does not sell the video app. The Senate could vote on the bill as soon as Tuesday. While lawmakers in the House advanced a similar program last month, this effort is different for two reasons. It is attached to a sweeping foreign aid bill providing support for Ukraine and Israel, which I just stated. And it addresses concerns from some members of the Senate by extending the deadline of TikTok to find a buyer. Crazy. I like this app. I really do. I see E is on the line. I like this man. Hello, E.
Hey.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well now that I have my minute-long hand clap of praise.
I had said at the beginning of the show because D-Lovely will not be here because the guy she's seeing is his birthday. I said that the Benihana is going to come early today if nobody called in. And Benihana, a.k.a. What is it? Benediction.
Yeah.
The ending. Benihana. E, how have you been, first of all?
Been a week, but I'm here.
Here we go, been a week. I can seem that implies a little bit more than what you said. But
yeah.
I'll let it go. I'll degrease. I was talking about the House and the Senate banning TikTok. Your feelings on that?
I have a lot of friends that are TikTokers. I'm not one, unless somebody sends me something specific. So I really don't understand the dynamics of said talk of the tick. But, I mean, I'm not sure I can give an informed opinion because I really don't understand the dynamics of it.
It's more like Instagram. But
I don't do a lot of Instagram either. So I'm just trying to live.
Lee,
man. I'm just trying to...
Are you? I got a question. E, are you older than me?
No.
I just want to...
Funny guy.
Oh, okay. I just want to know because you really...
You know what?
I love you, though. I do go on TikTok and I do Instagram. I don't do Instagram too much, but I do for if I run into somebody that does music or somebody like that. But I do go on TikTok because there's a more video aligned with everybody doing different videos. Even D Lovely does videos on TikTok. Imagine that. Cause I've seen a couple of hers. I like the music because sometimes a lot of the people that post have this different music where I'd be going, hey, I gotta find out, you know, who sing that? Or sometimes it's written at the bottom, but most times it's not. So I gotta Shazam it so I can find out who's singing it so I can find it because there's some good music along with the videos. And there's some good videos, good workout videos, good information videos. They have one with this guy that talks like his voice is strong enough, a voice actor. Sounds like he reads the Bible. So there's different Bible stories on TikTok that some of them you wouldn't really know because it's not the popular ones. It's the ones that, you know, is within the Bible where you got to read and actually find out. So, yeah, I like it. It's informational, very informational. So. And then it's, of course, there's some booty shaking on there, too. So, I mean.
And then there's that.
To each his own. There, but it ain't, it's not all that. It's a whole lot of information. So, since you're not a TikToker, I will send you some of the more interesting ones that I found interesting. Okay.
Well, I appreciate it.
Say what?
I said, I appreciate that.
Okay. You'll be like, maybe I might need to get on here. A little bit of learning involved in this. Okay. Siblings, 8 and 5, killed as suspect drunk driver crashes into children's birthday party. On yesterday in Berlin Township, Michigan, a young brother and sister died. And several people were injured, some of them seriously, when a vehicle driven by a suspect drunken driver crashed into a young child's birthday party Saturday at a boat club, a Michigan sheriff said. An 8-year-old girl and a 5-year-old brother died at the scene in the crash. When a 66-year-old woman drove 25 feet, 7.6 meters into the building about 3 p.m. at the Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township, Michigan, about 30 miles south of Detroit. Your opinion on this foolishness?
I can't even say what I want to because of the FCC. I just hope he gets what's coming to him.
You mean she?
Well, she.
It was It was a female driver. They even got video, and it looked like she was going about 50, 60, in a little dirt road where they were parked at, and she just ran straight into the building. And you notice every time it's a drunk driver, they're the ones that's never hurt. As E dropped off, it seemed like. They are never the ones that's hurt when it's a drunk driver or anybody in a collision of sorts. It's very rare I ever heard any of them really getting hurt. That's just so crazy to me. I'm waiting for E to come back. My next one that I have is man sets himself on fire outside Trump's Manhattan hush money trial, and he died. He died today. Let me read it. I keep flipping back to see if E came back. Maxwell Azarello, 37, dosed himself in a liquid before throwing conspiracy theory pamphlets in the air. It happened as the jury trial for Mr. Trump's trial was complete. He was taken to a hospital on Friday in critical condition, where he later died. They identified him as Maxwell Azarello, Azarello, 37, who had arrived to New York from Florida sometime in the past week. He had no criminal record in New York, and his family in Florida were unaware that he had traveled to the city. New York City police said Mr. Azarello was seen shuffling around in the park before reaching in his bag for flammable liquid and pamphlets. So dude died after he was taken to the hospital, after he set himself on fire, which was crazy. Because I do believe MSNBC, Jasmine, I forget her last name, she was on live while it was happening. Pitiful and sad all at the same time. My last one, because I usually do like six, and I don't have nobody else to talk with. So let me go to this last one. I'm checking again to see if E called back. No, she did not. Hannah Gutierrez, the chief weapons handler for the Western movie Russ, was sentenced to 18 months in prison on Monday in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was shot when actor Alec Baldwin was handling a gun during the film's production in 2021. Playing crazy, they say Alec Baldwin is getting ready to go to court sometime later. And I really don't think nothing should happen to him. He is back on the line again. They love you, E. That's the way you do it. Get two hand claps of praise, call in two times.
That's
it,
right.
Makes sense.
Now I know.
Now you know. I might need to hang up myself.
Listen.
Yeah, you're the host.
I was talking about the lady who was the weapons handler for the movie Rust that Alex Baldwin was in. She was sentenced to 18 months in prison in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She was shot when Alex Baldwin was handling the gun.
I remember it, yeah.
Okay, do you, because Alex Baldwin's trial coming up, do you think he should go to jail too? Think about your Army training.
I know. That's why I'm struggling.
Think about it. Because had they not put that rod in that M16, somebody could have went off.
You're right.
After we
got
off the range.
You're right.
So, think about that Army training. I'm already thinking about it. I'll give my opinion then. I don't think you should go to jail.
No breath, no ammo. I know, like
that's what he was told.
That's what he thought.
The same thing. Yeah, so he didn't know the gun was loaded. Was he supposed to go behind her and do her job too?
No, I don't think so.
And just think, if he would have just pointed it at himself, he would have took himself out. Like I said, it wasn't his fault. But I know one thing. If I'm ever on a set and I happen to be an extra, I'd be like, hey, man, is that a dummy gun? Is that a dummy weapon? Because I need the ones with plastic, you know,
I need somebody to fire 2 or 3 rounds, please and thank you.
Or at least click it so we know there ain't nothing in there.
Yeah.
Because that's just crazy. Yeah, I thought about my Army training, too. Because I was like, man, they not put that rod in there. We could have been two up in this piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody had to be responsible, and it couldn't be everybody.
Correct.
Okay, when you went off, I said something about, let me see, the man who set himself on fire outside the Trump Manhattan Hush Money trial. Your opinion on that?
Why would you set yourself on fire? I would have had more respect for you if you would have set somebody from his camp on fire. You know, What sense did that make at all?
He was blowing up, propaganda flyers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, It was just somebody crazy came from Florida and stayed in New York and wanted to prove a point. And his point was proven for about 5 seconds, and then they took her to the hospital and was all over. So that was insane right there.
It was. Yeah.
And he was only 37. Before you came on, I talked about the House approving $95 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and I think Haiti is thrown in there too. Your thoughts on that? Well, your thoughts on that, E?
We are the proverbial big brother to everybody. We the uncle. We everything. We're every country. Every country is us. But when are we going to stop giving these billions and trillions to other countries and start taking care of America?
I think that, I'm different on that. I think that does take care of America.
How so?
It keeps Putin from going over and taking over all of Europe. I mean, we do have interests in other countries.
We do.
We don't want them to take over it. Yeah, we don't want them to take over all of Europe, do we?
No, we don't. But I'm
and then he'd be like, well, you know what?
We just have so many needs here in America. Like, so many needs. And it's just very disheartening to continue to see us give all this money away, knowing that veterans are starving and homeless.
I agree with you on that point, too. And I, we have been giving money away for years, even before we were born. I'm sure we've been giving financial aid to different countries whenever there's an emergency or a tragedy or an earthquake. We give money to that. And really, on the real, you want to mess up inflation, just print some more money. That's all I'm looking. Hey, it's just some more ink we gotta and paper.
Yeah,
but I agree with it. They needed to give Ukraine some money because them jokers were getting ready to get overran. It's coming close. Because they don't have no bullets. What the heck they supposed to do? Throw rocks at these fools? They ain't got no bullets, no bombs. A few of those what you call it, drones that they were making over in Ukraine themselves. So, hey. But that's all I had. I had a Candace Owens thing because remember last week, Dee Lovely was the one that say we need to talk about Candace Owens, but of course she ain't here today.
So there's that.
So I tried to tell her. I tried to told them, but we can't talk about it because she ain't here. Because I'm sure she had something to say about it. I hope your week goes productive.
Yeah, keep my brother in prayer. This is taking him for surgery tomorrow. This will be the third bout with colon cancer. So.
Yes, I will.
Question. Have you ever thought about, or is it possible to do our podcast via like a Zoom where I could see your face and be lovely face?
I love you, but I do it under Blog Talk Radio. There's no way to do it that way. Unless I'm kicking out a whole lot of more money to do it per month instead of the little money that I'm throwing them now. Which is $40, and that ain't little, but I'm just saying. And then I would have to go buy some video equipment so I could do it. Because I'm operating from the computer, too.
That's where I hold my Zoom meeting, via computer.
Yeah, but we got to call under a phone number to get there. To get on Blog Talk, you got to be under your phone number first. And then I'm thinking if I'm paying like $100 a month to actually do that too, I would click on something else to raise the video up. I can't just do it under the program I'm under now on Blog Talk.
Okay, so we can't just do it.
I could do it outside. Yeah, I could do it outside other means, but it would require me to have another computer. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Because my friend does it, but then that eliminates people from he can't have people on the line talking to him like I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, with you having to call in your secret number and put in your code, then it opens up Blog Talk. He does his videos, but it eliminates him from playing the intro music because he can't operate that because he's not in his studio no more.
Right.
He can talk on a conference call on his phone, but, I mean, that's like, you know, with you guys calling in, like, sort of like different times, that means I would have to stop the thing so I could click the phone so I could click you over.
Oh,
in other
so
words,
I thought
I'm just clicking.
It would be like, me and you and Dee on a Google Meet, and then we all call in at 5,
and we're all on, it's like a video conference. And then
I
from
can't
your computer.
Do it because I can't, I'm already on the computer on Blog Talk.
Gotcha.
It ain't going, I can't get a plug from Google Meet and plug it into Blog. That's the point I mean. We can't connect because I'm going to be one way and y'all going to be the other way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm sitting up there thinking about it. I think it might be a way possible if you pay more money because I'm not the pro. I'm like just the average user. But the pro people pay like 100 and something a month. Did they
mm-hmm.
got? I think there's an actual hookup where you could click a button on their studio. Their studio is different
mm-hmm.
than mine. And then there's the free people that only get 15 minutes a week. So I do more than one show. You know, I interview people on Thursday. Then me and old girl do a two-hour block on every other Saturday playing music that nobody's never heard.
Right.
And one more thing I wanted to say. It was today was the date when Prince he died on 2016. Yeah. So yeah, today was the date. That's why I got my little emblem instead of my face as my picture today. And I posted some music, a remix of Housequake that's probably never been heard really. Unless by the hardcore Prince fans like me. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Love you. Be safe.
Love you too.
And we'll talk. We'll talk, yes, and I'll pray for your brother. And we'll talk
right,
next week, and I'll send you some of those TikToks that I've seen where you, yeah, I'll send it to your messenger.
Okay, that's great.
All right, then. Take care, dear.
Keep the habit, everybody.